I thank the distinguished delegate from Pakistan. Far from me to give different weights to different proposals. And I believe that there was a meeting of minds that is slowly emerging from that. I think that there is one aspect that I was quite keen. I think that once you made the suggestion in terms of procedure, there was a risk that we wouldn't be having the proposals in the text of the report. And the proposals were the basis under which all our work was carried out. So the consideration of the proposals was an aspect that should be captured in a sentence here. And I think that something along the lines of what Russia suggested is important. And also the aspect that you just added up, that also those proposals elaborated on measures also needs to be captured. What I was a little bit reluctant, and this presided over my the way I would describe the debate around the proposals, not to make a lengthy report in the type of he said, she said, and all those things that would be a little bit exhaustive and that would make the handling of the report a little bit more difficult. But some sort of succinct phrase that would be capable of capturing what the proposals meant in some cases, national positions, in some cases, views of groups. This needs to be captured and should be, as you so eloquently mentioned, distinguished delegate of Pakistan, that would make a smooth transition from the debate at the plenary and then what we arrived at in terms of conclusions and recommendations. So what I suggest you, and if you would trust me, is that the Secretariat and Secretary Leonardo from the Brazilian mission will consult around and will come up with a short text that we will then resubmit to you, actually the entire section, because we have some suggestions here, and then we'll see again the part of the organization and work to be seen again in its entirety, and you'll see if it fits the standards that you have set for yourselves. If I hope that this course of action proves to be agreeable to all of you. So we will do like that, and then once we have a first opportunity, we will resume the consideration of section two. And then the last phrase that we have before us is that the fact that the group considered its final draft report during its second session of July 2022, which is a factual statement that I don't believe would require any further qualification. So to recapture, what we'll have again is the fact that in paragraph 4A we have a square bracket. We have a suggestion for a paragraph 4B, and we have a new text for paragraph 5. And on paragraph 13, we would have a sentence along the lines of what was suggested by Russia and with the comments of Pakistan and the US and the Philippines. And then we will also issue the proposals as working documents, and they will be sent in an annex to the report. And also we'll take on board the fact that Italy needs to be included in the working paper submitted by Finland, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, Sweden, and understand also that Chile and Mexico's document will also be added to that. I think that this exhaustive list will indicate to you what we are up to, and I hope that this meets with your approval. That appears to be the case. Okay, dear colleagues, now we can start our first reading of the conclusions and recommendations. So we start first with section 3 of our report. It's comprised of paragraphs 15 to 22. And I would ask delegations to make their initial comments regarding paragraph 15. And of course, I know that, in this juncture, we are not going to be so trigger happy as we have been in the in the introduction and in the organizational phase of the discussion of our report. Paragraph 15 is then open for discussion and comments and views from the floor. Floor is open. Take your time. Chile has asked for the floor. You have the floor, ma'am.